White House says it's moving forward on its open government initiatives. The president says the 26-point open government plan will further strengthen federal transparency and accountability. Catherine McFates, the president and CEO of OMB Watch, and she is here to tell us what this plan means. Catherine, thanks for being on the program this afternoon.
Thank you. We're delighted with this plan.
You really like it that much, huh?
Yes, we do.
Enough that you didn't even give me a chance to ask you. What is it about it that you think is so good?
This is a plan that the White House has been working on with other governments. There's eight other countries that have signed on, and they're making commitments to open up their governments and do it collectively and tell the world that this is an important part of democracy. Now, the White House was actually involved for about a year and a half behind the scenes in organizing this. So it was important that they come out with something that was really ambitious and comprehensive and bold, and we think they did it.
We have Brazil, Indonesia, Mexico, Norway, the Philippines, South Africa, and the UK, and 38 additional governments announcing their commitments to join the partnership. And this is, we're expecting to see some plans from them in March 2012. We linked up your analysis of this at on the OMBWatch.org website on the in-depth page. I want to mention a couple of the points, though, and see if you can tell me a little bit more about what you think.
Sure.
Improving and enriching federal spending transparency. What do you see there?
Well, you know, this administration has done more than any other in terms of tracking spending from the federal government all the way down to the contractor level to make sure that we actually know how the money is being spent. They took what they learned from the recovery.gov website and are transferring it over to the Government Accountability Board and keeping these things going. They're going down beneath the first level of the recipient of the initial grant, down to the subcontractor and vendor levels. They're identifying companies and parent companies so you can actually see who's getting the money, which then allows us to go back and see if there's undue influence, some pay-to-play kinds of things going on if you look at campaign contributions and lobbyists. So we think that this is a first step towards getting the full transparency that we'd like to have in terms of how all the federal spending goes out. It's not just spending that's happening within the government, but the contractors that we use to do so much of the work that government does in this country.
All right, Catherine, quick detour because you mentioned the Government Accountability and Transparency Board, the GAT board, modeled after the RAT board.
Yes.
Good idea or bad idea, do you think?
Good idea. It's good to keep that learning going. You know, it was a two-year. The Recovery Act was just 2 years. They tried a lot of things. They're learning how to get it, and we just need to. And they're trying out the project dashboards to be able to track these projects. We'd like to keep that learning going on and make sure that it disseminates to all different agencies within the government.
All right, back on track here. Increasing the use of FOIA technology. What is specific about FOIA technology that caught your eye?
Well, this has been an ongoing issue for the open government community, trying to get Freedom of Information requests processed faster and getting into those backlogs. And we're seeing that there are some agencies that are moving forward with that, and there are others that have been a little slower and more sluggish. So we're hoping that if there are some standards that get put in place that are saying, well, let's do it online, let's do the Freedom of Information request so that people can do it, do a common form, do it online, run it through the process so they don't have to keep bothering agency staff. They can track it themselves and see how their request is going through the system, that these can be efficient and more effective ways of getting that information out of the government so you don't have to be constantly litigating everything.
All right, those are two of the commitments in President Obama's Open Government Partnership Plan that you like. Another one is improving public access to regulatory enforcement information, not just the regulatory information, but the enforcement information. Why is that specifically of interest to you?
We think that the American public should be able to see what's going on and track things like health and safety regulations, what's going on with environmental regulations, to be able to dig down and see this facility has been responsible for polluting in my community, that they should be able to track to that level and see what's going on. And that's the promise of this posting the enforcement, using visualizations, being able to see how federal regulatory agencies actually work, how standards, who's benefiting from the standards and safeguards that we put in place.
The last one of these commitments in the Open Government Partnership Plan that you liked is one that I thought was interesting because it came out the same day. This is coming out yesterday, and I had Sheila Campbell from GSA on yesterday talking about their new plan to try to get a lot of input, not just from government people, but from people all across the country as far as how the federal government can improve its websites. And the underlying element there was the interface between citizens and government. Talk about what you see in this plan that you like in that respect.
Well, obviously, increasingly, though, the internet website of all federal agencies is how citizens interact with government. There's a lot of websites where they've been trying to improve them, but they may not even know the data that citizens want to get. So what they're proposing is to have these national dialogues where they can bring people in and say, we really want this information. For example, EPA, they have information about air quality. You want to be able to go onto their website, log on, put in your zip code, and see if you should send your asthmatic child out to the playground or not. Those are the kinds of things that you can do if you set up your websites appropriately. So we're hoping that when they engage in these dialogues, that the Americans most affected by different federal agencies will be able to see what government is doing for them. We think that's a critical part of opening up government so that people really appreciate what the federal government is doing for them, and they oftentimes don't see it.